3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous.
Right now.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head along.
And we are checking in for a Friday, October 15th at 5:14. Welcome into the Morning News Express. I'm your host, Ryan Hedrick, guiding you through another day as you wake up, hopefully on the right side of the bed, as we now have 77 days left into the year. We are 288 days into the year, and it is WFMD. We have all your news, traffic, weather, sports, local talk, all rolled into one tightly packed 4 hours of fun right here on WFMD for a Friday. Chris Murray checking in at 5:50 with the business update. Bob Miller checking in at 6:10, the morning mayor. And of course, you on the phone lines at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Lots going on, lots to get to this morning. New developments in the Loudoun County, Virginia rape case. We're learning more about how deep the cover-up actually ran. I'll share that story with you coming up in a couple of minutes, plus former President Bill Clinton hospitalized in California in the ICU. We have the latest on that. And, of course, we're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at 930 WFMD, at 930 WFMD. And coming up a little bit later, we'll be giving away a basket of fruit from Catoctin Mountain Orchard. All of that straight ahead. But first, at 5:15, let's check sports.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
Lamar Jackson missed practice for the Baltimore Ravens yesterday because of an illness. He was listed on the team's injury report Thursday. He missed practice time previously this season, but hasn't missed any of Baltimore's five games. The Ravens hosting the Chargers Sunday. Kansas City and Washington battle Sunday. Heading into the matchup, they are the two worst defenses in the NFL. The Washington football team will honor the late Sean Taylor during a halftime ceremony. Thursday night football, the Bucs getting past the Eagles 28-22. Brady 34-42. For 297 yards. Memphis all over Navy in college football, 35-17. High school football tonight, a good one on WFMD. The 5-1 Frederick Cadets, the 6-0 Linganore Lancers kick off at 6:30. And the Dodgers headed to the NLCS after beating the Giants 2-1 at 5:16. It is Friday. And feeling good on the Morning News Express at 5:20, coming up on 5:21. Lots and lots going on. Did you hear about the January 6th panel? They really consider this a big thing in Washington. The Associated Press saying this morning a congressional committee investigating the January 6th Capitol, I'm going to say riot, but the AP says insurrection, moved aggressively against Trump advisor Steve Bannon on Thursday, swiftly scheduling a vote to recommend criminal contempt charges against the former White House aide after he defied a subpoena. Ooh, he defied a subpoena. How dare he defy that subpoena? The showdown with Bannon is just one facet of a broad escalating congressional inquiry with 19 subpoenas issued so far and thousands of pages of documents flowing to the committee and its staff. I will tell you right now, this is a fake news story. You know, sometimes we could play a game on this show where it's either fake or it's real. This is absolutely a fake news story. The insurrection didn't happen. It was not an insurrection. The government did not charge anybody with acts of insurrection. And anybody that reports that it was an insurrection is regurgitating falsehoods. They are regurgitating lies and narratives. The real story in this country right now, to me, should be splashed across every front page are shortages, gas prices, and ineptitudes by the Biden administration. Locally, the Frederick County Public School System has shut down COVID screenings. That is on the front page. 2 weeks after launching a voluntary coronavirus testing program for school staff, Frederick County Public Schools has ended the effort due to a lack of participation. The district had partnered with testing vendor Capital Diagnostics, and I'm sure Capital Diagnostics was happy to take the district's money, but according to the superintendent, Dr. Albin, and the school system, and vendor had planned to begin to have testing available at a small handful of sites around the county. But nobody wants to get tested anymore. I wonder why. First of all, it's extremely annoying to have a stick shoved up your nose to tell if you have a virus that's supposed to be so deadly that you have to have a test to indicate whether you have it or not. And the district said demand is increasing on testing vendors. Albin told the Frederick News Post that Capital Diagnostics wasn't feasible to continue providing staff to FCPS with such a low turnout. And again, you know, what we've learned about this virus isn't what we knew about it 18 months ago. So there's that. And at the same time, the U.S. Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration, rather, said Thursday that some Americans who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine should get a half-dose booster to bolster protection against the virus. Now, I'm getting very confused. And it may be just me, maybe because I've had one cup of coffee, but I don't think so because I'm well-rested. And my confusion lies with the booster. So we go from a booster to a half booster. What vaccine needs a booster? What vaccine doesn't need a booster? What vaccine has been approved for a booster? And why boosters are necessary in the first place if the efficacy of the respective vaccines that are out there, and there are three, is high? That's why I've never got the masking and the fear and the drawing a line in the sand between the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Another big story this morning, Loudoun County. Now, Loudoun County has become the epicenter for the fight against rogue, far-left school districts. The family of a girl who was allegedly raped in her school bathroom is pursuing civil action against Loudoun County under the provisions of a title that alleges a cover-up on the sexual assault. The Daily Wire has done great reporting on this. They reported this week that the victim's father, Scott Smith, said that a boy allegedly wearing a skirt went into a girl's bathroom at a local high school where he sexually assaulted her. She was a ninth grader. The Daily Wire reported juvenile records were sealed, but Smith's attorney, Elizabeth Lancaster, told the Daily Wire that a boy was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy, one count of anal sodomy, and one count of forcible fellatio. In a press release sent out yesterday, the parents of the young girl stated, quote, subsequent to the sexual assault on our daughter, Loudoun County Public Schools formalized the policy regarding the restroom use that was easily exploitable by a potential sexual assailant. Because of poor planning and misguided policies, Loudoun schools failed to institute even minimal safeguards to protect students from sexual assaults. The father was arrested after attending a school board meeting where the topic of a transgender policy was raised. And this guy was trying to bring attention to the fact that his daughter was raped. Instead, he was let out in handcuffs, forcibly by police. At the meeting, the superintendent said that concerns about the policy were misplaced, since the school system had no record of any assault occurring in any school bathroom. But as it turns out, indeed there were assaults on record at the time that the school board was covering up. That's why this is such a big deal. Smith said he was confronted by a left-wing community activist who told him she didn't believe his daughter. A police officer pulled on his arm and yanked Smith away. It's funny that the left doesn't believe the women except when they do, right? Believe the women. The left is quickly losing credibility with the ability to talk about sexual assault and any horrid acts against women. 528 at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694. WFMD on the Morning News Express. Rise and shine. It is the Morning News Express, 544. Sports is coming up in a couple of seconds here, right around the corner. Talk about a rude awakening. A woman in British Columbia is thanking her lucky stars after a meteorite crashed through her roof and into her bed, missing her head by inches. Her name is Ruth Hamilton, and she was jarred from sleep earlier this month after a loud bang and showering debris. She found the space rock about the size of a melon between her pillows. She called 911, but eventually the rock was linked to reports of an explosive fireball in the sky that night. Hamilton is sending the rock to scientists for examination, but says she'd like to keep it as a souvenir when they're done. For the record, the chances of that happening to anyone, guess, 1 in 4 trillion.